Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa. I have a new life in Christ. I'm in recovery for control, codependency, apathy, and more recently, doubt and fear. Hey, I was raised in a family that loved big and valued God. We went to church regularly, which instilled a belief that God is holy and sovereign. However, aspects of my faith relied on my own performance and efforts, which caused me to view God as transactional and distant. After college, I got sick. There was nothing I could do to fix this situation. For 25 years, I had operated with the notion that my own efforts would be enough to satisfy the Lord. Then, during diagnosis, my doctor revealed test results of deficiency and added, "On the outside, you look perfectly normal, but on the inside, you're dying. You need to make changes immediately." In a moment, God changed my trajectory and made it clear that faith in him is not built on performance. This required me to be honest about my sinful nature and recognize I didn't have strength or ability to be accepted by God on my own. And since I had made faith with God transactional, I missed out on a relationship with Jesus. If Jesus was sent by God to cover the payment for my sin, and it was already completely satisfied in his resurrection conquering death, then nothing I did or didn't do would change this. Jesus' willing sacrifice on the cross covered the payment of my sin and desperate, ineffective efforts to be right before God. Those who belong to Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. It's Galatians 5:24. Acknowledging and accepting this truth has been and remains the greatest gift to me. Flash forward now, I've been a part of church community for a while. I serve faithfully and attend church activities most nights of the week. But my heart has grown cold towards the things that used to bring me joy, and I'm tired. I sensed I needed help but could not admit it. Mustering up 20 seconds of courage, I walked into Regeneration in September of 2020. Candidly, I came here because I thought it could help me fix all the people and problems in my life. Depending on where you are in the program tonight, we know we generally show up for one reason and leave with an entirely new cause. But back then, I was overwhelmed and fixated on things outside of my control. I was so tired of church routine, disappointed with God, and apathetic towards friends who loved me. Striving was exhausting during this season. My codependent behavior, which is the need or desire to be needed, restricted vulnerable connections. Combined with control, this forced unloving management of relationships and information. And because I was worried about what people thought of me, I pretended to have my feelings under control and allowed doubts to paralyze me. Apathy grew from frustrations, idols of misplaced identity, and discontentment. Discontentment was a daily trap, engrossed with bitterness, self-pity, and ultimately led to hatred. Operating with the notion that no one could understand what I was going through gave me permission to disengage and isolate. Please hear me. If you're experiencing a season of apathy, I am so sorry. I know underneath the surface of anger and indifference, it's miserably lonely. Confess tonight and ask God to help to surrender. Find freedom in praying. God, I know you love me, but I cannot feel it. Please help me. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit." This changed me. See, I came to Regen because I wanted to feel loved, but I stayed when I learned I needed to be known. The experience of acceptance at my worst, combined with the constant reminder that God loves me, led to surrender and ultimately my apathy to dissipate. I've been here Monday nights ever since. Just need a little bit of water. This next part. This brings us to the current season. It's been about a year. My family and close community and I had been talking about my job. For context, I love the work and find it to be deeply meaningful. I could not imagine a reality where I changed jobs, despite how unbalanced or unhelpful my experience. But the more I forced it, the more it took away from other areas, In my own struggle to control and understand, I monopolized conversations and was rarely fully present for others outside of work. The extra capacity I needed took tremendous effort, leaving little room for other investment, activity, and loved ones. The reality is I felt the pull to lead, but I was too scared to consider this decision with over 13 years invested. Furthermore, I'm far too exhausted from the daily effort of maintaining and managing to examine any other option. Then I began to experience physical symptoms. My arms and legs would go numb or shake for hours of the workday. My migraines got worse and more frequent. It took numerous doctors and countless tests to see that these symptoms were from deeper issues: burnout, anxiety, and emotional unhealth. In compartmentalizing emotions, I had dismissed clear health needs. After endless conversations and clear support, I realized I could not fight this decision anymore. I submitted my resignation in faith, and I walked away from the only career I've ever known. I didn't have a next step, but I leveraged. It's an act of faithfulness, so maybe it won't be that bad. I'll bounce right back into a new gig, and everything will make sense. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. I just hit 5 months of being unemployed. It's so hard for me to say out loud. The days recently have felt desperate, uncomfortable, and left doubts around decisions of which I was certain before. Then there's this aspect that feels embarrassing too. I left freely when I know so many don't have the choice. I go around and around in my mind because though freely, the setup didn't allow me freedom to thrive, encourage, or live well-balanced. I asked for help many times and made it known I was struggling with no relief. Then there's the second part that gets me. I think the Lord is doing something, and entrusting his timing over mine, it was a necessary ending. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Psalm 23. The most challenging part of this season, of which I underestimated, is doubt and fear. As the months of unemployment increased, so did my fear. I feel uncomfortable and insecure. I started to ruminate on this discomfort and solutions to fix the situation apart from God and others. I've been getting stuck managing my thoughts, which linger in mistruths about the character of God and contribute to a cycle of doubting aspects about my identity. I might know and say out loud, God loves me. And in moments of doubt, I hear, yes, God loves me, but he doesn't really care about me. If he did, life would be easier right now. Or I can pray for anything. And then another quick rebuttal, I can, but God is going to do whatever he wants anyway. Confessing disheveled, vulnerable thoughts with others disrupts the cycle of negativity and provides a safe place to process uncertainties. It is a reminder that I need often. And as it turns out, the incredibly gifted community and support walking alongside me actually prefers being a part of the muddy process over my poorly wrapped solution. I love y'all. Thank you for loving me. They're clapping for y'all, not me. It's worth saying, though the months have been long and unknown, I am not without hope. I've experienced feelings of grief, confusion, frustration, anger, rejection, joy, peace, kindness, and unrelenting support. I felt deep connection with the Lord through prayer and learning a slower pace. The numbing pains in my body ceased months ago, and my migraines have lessened. And I have found joy and satisfaction through having emotional capacity with others. This is the Lord's provision in my life. A warm welcome to the first timers tonight. Receive the kindness of the Lord in your unfamiliar, but necessary journey ahead. Monday nights are a safe haven to adventure with your favorite people. I bet you get to experience faithful leaders like my fearless co-lead. For sure, you'll run into the extraordinary members of the region team. While getting placed in a step group, you have opportunities to be known, learn, and grow in Christ. And to our current step group, we're so proud of you. It's a privilege to hear and see the Spirit at work in your life. Keep going. Sorry, I'm not done. A few final thoughts. I really wrestled to write this testimony. I so desperately wanted this season to end. In my pride and entitlement, I wanted to share a happy ending for you and a better understanding for me. I questioned how to stand on this stage and proclaim the goodness of God when I feel lacking in discernment. It's hard to share that I've struggled to trust God, even though I'm confident this is the path that He has for me. Yet, showing up on Monday nights is the opportunity to admit I am not perfect. Believe in a God who is and trust that He is near and willing. Inventorying my sin, confessing it to friends, and then turning from it brings such peace in my life. Following Christ, receiving forgiveness, and sharing it with others is hope I can cling to in reconciliation. Continuing this journey is the freedom to keep learning all the ways God loves me through intimacy and experiencing regeneration. The acknowledgement of doubt and fear does not change who God is to me. It doesn't change the way He loves me, and it certainly doesn't hinder access to the Holy Spirit because of the freedom available through Jesus' sacrifice. But I cannot linger in fear when it inhibits my ability to believe, trust, and dream possibilities. So today, though fear is present, I'm taking a step forward in faith. I'll tell the part that's fearful or sad, I see you, but I'm gonna try in faith anyway. With eyes fixed on Christ, let's move forward together. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. I'm Mel. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery. All praise and glory to God.